Welcome to the Occupational Safety Leadership Podcast, episode number 14, Lockout, Tagout, Employee Classifications. In this short and sweet episode, we will sit down and talk about the three employee classifications associated with the Control of Hazardous Energy Standard, otherwise known as Lockout, Tagout. Let's get started. So when we look at the three employee classifications, we have the authorized employee, person who's going to do the work. The affected, maybe they're working on the machine, so they are going to be affected by the lockout tagout. And then we have finally the other, which is kind of the catch-all for anybody else that's in the work area. Maybe they are not affected by the machine, but they also have to know that lockout tagout is happening just so that they are not going back trying to turn on machines, take off locks and tags and all that good stuff then. Let's sit down and break down these employee classifications. So the authorized employee, they will be the one who are, and they are authorized because the company says that they are authorized. So they will apply and remove the lockout tagout devices. And we typically think about power being the only real hazard out there, but depending on what the machinery is, you can have chemical hazard, the pneumatic springs, air. There's all kinds of other hazards associated with that. But part of being the authorized employee, they must demonstrate proficiency in performing the lockout tagout. You just can't say we hired you as a maintenance person and go do maintenance person stuff then. So authorized means that they're authorized by the company. The affected employees, so they are the ones who typically operate the different machines being serviced out there and all that. Now, there are times when the affected employee can also be the authorized employee. So you can have a employee that's actually two separate categories then. You know, you could have an operator who's operating the piece of equipment, but part of it is that maybe they have to do the monthly preventive maintenance or the predictive maintenance on it then too. So they're both affected and the authorized employee. Let's look at other employee, which we talked about is kind of the catch-all. So to be a other employee, you cannot be a authorized or affected employee. So in this case, of course, you're not going to be either one. So, but the big thing is that you have to be instructed that you can recognize the lockout tagout devices and, of course, not to go back, take these things off, don't attempt to start up machines, don't do things like that, because there's a reason why that lockout tagout has been applied. There's a reason why something is not working when a person walks up to it then. So they have to understand why and not just go back and try and turn it on then. So let's look at a couple of different scenarios out there then. So in this very first scenario, and it's obviously anybody who's listening is not going to have the visual, of course, too, at the same time then. So in this scenario, Ted is having trouble with the drill press and calls for maintenance to go ahead there and fix it. So that makes Ted the affected employee because he's not performing the maintenance. So he has help. He then says, maintenance person, I need help. Maintenance will then come over and take care of the issue. The next scenario, Gina is walking through the production floor to talk to the production manager then. So Gina would be classified as just a other employee. She's not operating machinery. She's not fixing machinery, so she just happens to be walking through. So she also needs to know and understand that you do not defeat the lockout tagout system. You don't try and start up machinery again without figuring out what's going on. You know, all those different scenarios out there. And finally, let's look at a third scenario. So Bob has been called to fix a broken sprocket. Bob is the maintenance guy. So in this scenario, Bob is going to be classified as the authorized employee. He's going to be the one to go back and fix this because he was called to it. The company has authorized him to fix this sprocket in this scenario, and he will go back and fix the sprocket. So those are the three different categories then. So we have affected, I'm sorry, authorized is the first one, and that's going to be the person who fixes it, typically the maintenance person, affected, the one who's operating the machinery. Now, you could also be a affected person and the authorized person now. Finally, the last one, the other, is kind of that catch-all out there. So you're not operating the machinery and you're not fixing it then. So that is it for episode 14. So in today's episode, we talked about the three different employee classifications in the lockout tagout system, also known as the Control of Hazardous Energy when you look at the OSHA standards out there. My name is Dr. David Ayers. Thank you for listening. Episode 14 is done. Have a safe day.